Hi, everybody. This is Anne Marie McKelvey. I'm the founder of the Mindfulness Coaching School. And tonight is the Mindfulness Coaching Call. And our star, because he's also an actor, so we're calling him a star also, but our star is Woody Jeffries. He's also just became a member of our faculty. He'll be teaching Stretch along with Yael. And we're all very excited about that. He's going to be teaching the afternoon evenings, and Yale will be teaching earlier in the mornings because we're having more and more people from around the world with different time zones. So we're trying to meet those needs. Hey, Bruce, how are you? Hi. And you moved to Santa Fe, didn't you?
We did.
That's what I thought. I thought you
Yeah.
did. Yeah, I heard the sort of, welcome, welcome. Welcome to
Thank you.
7,500 square feet of altitude. Not square, but feet. So, I wanted to just remind everybody that if you haven't taken Stretch, it's beginning next week. Yael is going to be teaching it, and Woody's going to be shadowing and helping and really being right there with it. So please get going. We have some spaces left, and we would love to have you come in. If you've already taken Stretch, like Lee, who probably took Stretch 5 years ago, más o menos, it's very different now. So feel free to jump in, and if you have taken Stretch, you can take it at the Do It Again discount rate, which is half off, because we have oftentimes people who want to redo something like Skillful Means or just get a little bit more into the program, because they've been out in the world and now it's like, oh, I remember when that person said bada ba ha ha, and so they want to see it at a different in a different way. It's kind of reframed or perception is different, you know, when we get out there in the world and come back in. We also have all of our fall classes up, and so mentor coaching group, if you're in that league, I think we have one spot left. So jump on that as soon as you can, if you know that's your inclination, to finish up your credentialing with us. But anyway, it's all on the academic calendar. Also, Business Alchemy is coming up, and we also have a new faculty member. And so her name is Fiona Soltes, and some of you know her. She's got a lot of really good experience. She's an entrepreneur and is out there. She's a writer, and she's pretty wonderful. So we looked all over because we wanted somebody from the school that has gone through all of our programs, but we also wanted somebody who was an entrepreneur, so who's been out there, who knows it, who knows the taste of what it's like to do a cold call, for instance, as opposed to just read about what it's like to do a cold call. So that's my little marketing spiel on the school. So up over here in my upper left, I don't know where he is on yours, on your Hollywood Squares, but is Woody Jeffries. And he's been with us for about a year and a half, 2 years. I can't remember.
Three and a half.
3.5. I
Yeah.
don't know, it's going fast. Going too fast. So he's been with us that long. And he is a wonderful man. You know, we also looked for somebody to take Kristen's place, and we chose Yale and Woody because we want people who represent the school, who have big hearts, but a lot of wisdom and knowledge, and can represent our school, but also represent themselves when they're coaching and help you come out and be more of who you are, to represent yourself even more. But the other piece is that he's got such a big heart. It's like when he got his first credential with us, he's a PCC. And when he got his first credential with us, he sent me flowers, these beautiful lilies. And it just, you know, I was just so, you know, it's those kinds of things, you know, that's how our student body is, how our community is. We care about each other and we get excited and we have gratitude. So look up Woody. His bio hopefully will get up on our website soon, but this is him. And he has a wonderful presentation about nature, and he's going to be pulling in different coaching skills like metaphor. I think you're going to enjoy it. So have fun. And I'm going to be quiet now.
Welcome to Coaching Through the Lens of Nature. Nature is such an important part of my life. I've always said, even to Anne-Marie, I'm a tree. That's what I am. I love to meditate in the forest. It's a safe space for me, and it's a thought-provoking space that I go to. So I thought about the coaching aspect of it and about our roots and about nature and how nature is a shelter and how the trees, and I was reading, there's a great book called The Hidden Life of Trees. And I don't know if anyone's read it. And it talks about the fact that the roots of a tree, there is actual electricity that goes through the roots of a tree. And these roots feed each other. It's a whole community. And when there's a tree that's gone, that has fallen, other trees will feed that tree. So relatable as a metaphor to us and how we should treat each other and do treat each other and do support each other and do love each other. So I'm going to share my screen. Bear with me as I do this. Okay, can everyone see that?
Yes,
Yes,
perfect.
okay.
Perfect.
I came across this image a while ago, and it's so powerful to me. And I'll let you all just take a look at it for a moment and see what it brings up for you. At the same time, I thought we might begin the session by doing a small meditation. And I invite you all to do that. If you are up for it, great. If not, that's okay. And as you look at this image, what does it bring up for you? And start breathing. Focus on your breathing. Get comfortable in your chair, standing, sitting. And I invite you to close your eyes. Take some deep breaths. Drop in, turn inward, becoming aware of your surroundings, smells, clothes touching your skin, sounds, allowing everything your senses feel to wash over you. Feel that unique space that's inside of you, that safe space, your best friend, which is you. Take a deep breath in through your nose and through your mouth. In the inhalation, you're breathing in fresh air. Fresh water from a fresh stream, fresh smell from fresh flowers. In the exhalation, anything that's not needed, any tension, anything that's gone on, let it all out. Let it go down that stream. I now invite you to transport yourself. Feel light. Lift yourself. Take yourself to your forest. Forest that you know, forest that you've always envisioned. And place yourself in that forest. Take a look around. What do you see? Moss, branches, leaves, trail. What do you smell? And how does this somatically sit in your body? Where does it sit? How does it make you feel to be in the middle of nature? Birds chirping. Now think of yourself as a coach. You are that coach. And you are that tree. Which tree are you? Birch? Maple, redwood. Connect yourself with that tree. Feel the bark. Feel your feet on the ground, in the dirt. And embrace that. Take a couple of more breaths. Coming back from the forest, bringing the smells and the good feelings with you. And when you're ready, I invite you to bring your eyes and be present with us. I invite anybody who would like to share experience of how they felt or didn't feel during the meditation. Anyone? Okay.
Well, I can share if there. I don't know if you can see my hand.
I certainly can, Jessica, please.
Okay. That was lovely. Thank you. I feel like I went on quite a journey. When I first saw the image, it was kind of like, oh, you know, that's nice. And as you were walking us through, I live in the woods. They like surround my house, and I all of a sudden like imagined all of the heads under the trees, and it was like kind of scary. And then I felt sad as we kept going on, for trees and nature and earth as of now. But by the end, it was a very comforting feeling, and it felt almost like I could picture all of the woods and all of the roots cradling me and my house and my family, and it felt very safe. And I very much enjoyed that. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that, Jessica. And I'm glad you got that feeling at the end. I'd like to read two quotes now. One is from The Hidden Life of Trees, and the other is from one of the texts for Stretch called Coactive Coaching. And I'm going to read them, and then hopefully with your help and collaboration, use the comparisons between the two and how we can connect them with nature. The first one, I'm just moving this over. The most astonishing thing about trees is how social they are. The trees in a forest care for each other, sometimes even going so far as to nourish the stump of a felled tree for centuries after it was cut down. A tree's most important means of staying connected to other trees is a wood-wide web of soil fungi that connects vegetation in an intimate network and allows the sharing of enormous amounts of information and goods. Scientific research aimed at understanding the astonishing abilities of this partnership between fungi and plant has only begun. Any volunteers to read the second? I'm sorry. I'm just going to blow that back up. There we go. Anyone? Okay. When a coach is sitting across.
I'll read it.
Okay.
When a coach is sitting across from a coachee, the coach is not sitting across from a problem to be solved. The coach is sitting across from a person. This person does have a problem to solve, a change to make, a dream to fulfill, a task to accomplish, a goal to reach. All of that is true, but this person is more than the problem at hand, or the goal, dream, the task. This is a whole person, heart, mind, body, and spirit. And this issue, whatever it is not neatly isolated. It is inexorably, I don't know how to say that word, inexorably entwined in the coachee's whole life. It's totally true. Creative, resourceful, and whole.
Yes, absolutely. Would anyone like to share a connection that they've found or something that struck them? You?
Woody, it's Lee.
Hi, Lee.
The second text that Anne-Marie just read really connected for me to the picture you showed before, because I noticed the difference in the texture of the tree above ground, the bits that's seen, and the hairy, feathery softness of the roots underneath, which is not seen. And I saw the faces and I thought of, well, sometimes me looking at myself, and then sometimes me across from a coachee. So that text works perfectly as a caption.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that.
Welcome.
Anyone else?
I'll comment kind of along those same lines. Yeah, when I saw the picture, it was like there's so much more than meets the eye. And then in that co-active coaching text, there's so much more than meets the eye. And also just how much community and relationships are so important.
Yeah, thank you for that. I loved, well, being Woody, I loved the wood wide web, which I'm going to make use of. I don't know how yet, but I will. The World Wide Web, which we all know, which can be very good or very bad. Us as coaches, and I'm bringing it back to coaching all the time, us as coaches, that connection that we have through social media, through LinkedIn, through other platforms, us as coaches keeping in touch with each other. And now through Zoom, we can contact each other all over the world. So that connection, that wood wide web for coaches, for us, I think is a total comparison and a really vital thing for us. So I'm gonna go to the next slide. This is my tree, our tree, the coaching tree. And in the middle, I put a C, and that's us. That's the coach. And the roots are our roots as a coach. What roots us into being a coach and how we work with our clients, how we work with our coachees to achieve what? When we get to these branches up here, what are we ultimately trying to do for our client? Anyone?
Have them flourish, I think.
Nice. And a beautiful
report. That's what I was thinking with this picture.
Yeah.
I love it. I want to steal it.
I will absolutely send it to you. Now, what I was thinking, and I love the flourish actually, next thing is affect change. So in whatever form, and as the last quote talked about, our coachees have problems to be solved, issues, goals. Whatever that is affecting change in them, and therefore them in their family, at work, careers, whatever it is, and ultimately through love, spreading and affecting change throughout the world. And if you look at the tree, what do trees give off? Oxygen for us. The tree is always giving off love for us. So for us as a coach, I'm so honored to be a coach, to be able to facilitate, guide, and support my clients, my coaches, my fellow artists to that beautiful place. It's an honor and a blessing. So that being said, I thought we would now go down to the roots, and let's talk about our roots. So if I can, come on, I want to do, pardon me, I'm learning all of this. Okay, as I'm doing this, we'll talk. So let's start naming roots. anybody would like to name one root for them as a coach? Or we're working on being a coach?
Well,
Authentic.
Go ahead, Bruce, sorry.
Authenticity.
Okay. Do you want to explain that further for yourself? What does that mean to you, authenticity?
Oh, it's the first thing I thought of when you said roots, because it's kind of a grounding principle of being in a coaching relationship.
Absolutely.
Without it, other things don't happen.
Absolutely. Thank you for that.
I'd like to share.
Absolutely, please.
What that brought up for me was the identities that I hold of shared human experience as, say, for instance, a student or a father.
Thank you.
Well, in global listening, I would be following the bouncing ball, that blue ball that's on the screen. And that would remind me, it's a metaphor for really following what's the next step, you know, as opposed to fighting the next step or doing the next step because it says it's the second step in a book.
Yeah, thank you, Emery. The first one I thought of was education. And I thought of mindfulness coaching school. And I thought of my career as an actor and what brought me here, what brought me to these roots. Spending acting professionally for over 30 years and coaching actors and teaching class and doing one-on-ones. And what happened to me is I felt found myself in a situation where I was coaching a fellow actor to bring out all of these emotions for this part. And she just couldn't get there. And I was pushing her and pushing her. And something triggered her and she broke down, and I was in no place, and I didn't have the tools. And I realized then that this is a really potentially dangerous place. And it's my responsibility to be able to take care of them. And which brought me to the mindfulness coaching school. And I looked at so many other schools, and I kept coming back from the mindfulness coaching school and then talked to Anne Marie, and it's so intimate and like a stage, and there's such family, and it's like this tree to me. So education is so very important to me, and continued knowledge and again, all these things that we're talking about, like those two quotes, I'll use the metaphor cross-pollination, authenticity, and education, knowledge. I thought I'd quickly share that with you. Anyone else would like to share anything? There's lots more. Please.
I have one. I was gonna say purpose or meaning, you know, like, because I was thinking, I wasn't really at first sure if you meant for the coach, like what our roots are, or for our clients, but I think it could be both ways. So that's where I came up with that, is that, you know, that it has to be like our passion and our purpose. And I think when we're coaching our clients, that we want to always talk to them about their purpose and meaning in life. And I use that a lot with my clients anyway.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I think purpose in everything we do is important, like you said, not only to us, but to our client as well, to our coachee as well. What else do we have?
Hi, Mary Jo. I was thinking a little bit more literally about how well-nourished roots give a tree stability. And I think the coaching relationship can be really important in bringing that stability to a person's life. You know, usually they enter that relationship needing something. And so I like the idea of the roots being a means for stability in another person's life. Does that make sense to anybody?
Yeah. Okay. Makes total sense to me. Anyone else have anything to say about that?
I mean, that definitely makes sense to me. I was going to share the root that came up for me was partnership, because the coaching relationship, I keep reminding myself, is a partnership. I'm not showing up as an expert. We're in this together, is kind of the mantra that is in my head that keeps me grounded and rooted.
Nice. Taking those both of those shared roots and talking about being able to nourish our client by guiding them, by giving them the tools that they need to get to where they want to go. I think is a great comparison and a great use of nature. So thank you for both of those. Anyone else?
I was just thinking like a community of resources. It's like the trees with all the underground roots. You know, we have access to all of these different resources through our roots. Like, so one root is like just having access to different resources, us and our client. Like, our client lives within a community of resources, and we as a coach also live within a community of resources that helps me as a coach, and also that client uses to live their life and accomplish what they're trying to accomplish.
Nice. Anyone else? Matthew, how are you?
Hey, I'm all right. I'm loving this this metaphor, and I'm just thinking about it, about how values and rootedness and fruit and production, structure, all kind of combine. And I also love the way it's organic, it's fractal. And that helps me step outside of my rigid mind to look at nature and relax into the beauty and the organic flow of it. So really dig in the metaphor. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that I feel as we root ourselves as coaches, and thinking about those two quotes, is community. Us right now doing this to me is spreading my roots and putting them deeper, finding that water. And not just that, by doing that, then I can do this. Then I can open up to my client, be authentic with purpose, and be able to spread the love, if you will. Any other comments?
What just came up for me was intersectionality and the image of the roots and the fact that it's not one thing that we need or that they need. It's all of the things working together in synergy that gives us that strength.
Excellent. And that's where, you know, what I'm hearing from you is it's not just us feeding our client, it's them feeding us. And that's where that is that relationship and that wonderful connection that you have with your coachee. And it goes back to who was talking about being authentic? Bruce, was that you? Yeah, when Bruce was talking about being authentic, before I sit with a client, before I sit with my coachee, I will make sure that I'm in a good space. I'll make sure that I'm clear. I'll do a quick meditation. And between clients, I'll make sure I have space so that they're not back to back. Because then maybe other people can do it, but I find that other one melds into this one. And that's cross-pollination that I don't want, because it's not good for my client. Anybody have any feelings or thoughts to that? Experience to that?
I felt that coming from an employee assistance program, how they want us to see clients. I mean, it's like, kind of do what you want, but some people take an hour, some people take 20 minutes, and I feel like they encourage more of the 20 minute move on, see the next for numbers, and it's sad, but it's when you just said that, I just felt it like there. And it's the employees that miss out, because you really do, when you run from one to the next, don't have time to like decompress or register it, you know, it's hard.
Is there any way, it's Karina, right? Yes, correct?
Karina, yeah.
Karina, thank you.
Yeah.
Karina, is there any way that you have found that you could use the limited space that you have?
Yeah.
Knowing that you don't have that space, but you've got this small little window?
I do. Yeah, I do. I make the best of it for sure.
Good.
But yeah. But it would be nice to have longer amounts of time with people. I think they do deserve that.
And that is the system.
Right. And with a good relationship, and it builds over time, you know, and that you earn the trust with people, it's really good to have that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. One other thing I wanted to discuss or share and collaborate with you all is the actual going into nature. And I don't know if anyone has done this, but I love taking my fellow artist clients into nature. I find that a tree represents hope, the oxygen that it gives off, and obviously it's up to my client, but when I bring, and I'll bring in groups as well, and we will just sit, and sometimes we'll just sit for 15 minutes, and then someone will start talking, and then we'll get into a conversation, and then we'll talk about what's going on in that group, or taking a single person. And it's something changes, definitely for me, and I see it in my client from sitting in an office in a chair. And sometimes you have to do that, like Renan was saying, like you don't have a choice, so you make the best of it. But if we're blessed to be able to take our client into nature, to be able to touch that tree, to be able to touch that moss and take that moment and smell that air, hear the birds chirping, that's life, and that's love to me. And I think that's for all of us. And we unfortunately get caught up in this concrete jungle, and it takes its toll. And that's why, again, going back to coaching, it is so important for us to keep our roots, whatever they are, and hold them true to you. And keep community and spread your roots, just like those roots in the hidden life of trees. They're all feeding each other. Now, when I go into the forest, after reading that book, I went into the forest. I was at the, just outside of New York in, I forget where it was. And I went into this forest and there was this hill and there was a tree at the top and all of its roots, it must have been a 200-year-old tree, and you could see all the roots going down the hill, and then you could see them connecting to the other trees, and you could see the dead tree being a new tree. And have you all seen a new tree being risen out of a fallen tree? It's a beautiful thing. That experience and that comparison to us, and when I have trouble and when I get frustrated as a coach or myself because I don't think I should have done that and I didn't, I could have helped them more. Roots, take a step back and feel that. I invite anybody to comment or share an experience of nature, of an experience with the client in nature, or thoughts of how you would use nature as a coach.
Cindy, I'm mostly like for combined personal training and coaching. And so I will definitely try to go for walks outside. And I do definitely notice a shift just in the energy, like just in the nervous system. There's definitely a just a decompression that occurs and a relaxation and maybe getting more into the body. I definitely think it's easier to get into the body outside. So yeah, those have been my experiences with being outside, and I'm trying to do more and more outside too.
Good for you. Kayla?
Kayla, yeah. So I will often, when the weather is nice, I'll go outside and I'll sit in my backyard and coach from there. Just for myself, it helps ground me. And it's something I need like daily. I have to be outside at least a little every day. And then throughout my house and my office, I have actual like live plants everywhere, to bring it into my home as and work area as well. So nature is a very important part of my life.
Beautiful. And I love the view behind you. Bringing plants into your space is, I think, a great thing to do. Some people have, well, greenhouses I've seen in their homes, which is incredible to see. Matthew, were you going to say something?
I've got a question, actually, a thought that I've been having. You know, we learned EMDR, tapping, and the bilateral stimulation. And to me, walking is almost like that. And I can see that as a powerful way. I mean, I used to, you know, you go on meetings on walks, and it seems like there's something connective there and something transformative. And so I just wanted to know if any of you had comments on that.
I do. and then I have to split, and it's been good seeing everybody. But yeah, walking, it's like installing. It's like that installation that we learn in Dynamic Trio with EMDR. And so as we walk, you know, it's kind of like we're doing brain gym anyway, because, you know, the right arm goes with the left foot, and then ba-da-boop, ba-da-boop, boop, ba-da-boop. But so you've got that rhythm going. But the other thing is, if you also alternate your fist as you're installing that positive cognition, whoa, that's all I got. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, there's a class called Dynamic Trio that you could take. Bye. And you're now host, Woody. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank Bye, you, everybody.
Deep bow. Deep bow. Thank you. See you later.
Matthew, I thank you for that comment. I'll share one thing quickly that I do with artists is we will go into the forest, small groups or one-on-one, and like the tapping, the EMDR, we'll connect our feet, we'll touch each other in like back to back or wherever it ends up, and our bodies just start moving and just start moving, and then it starts moving, and then you feel the breeze, and you let the breeze take you, and then you hear a bird, and it's a dance that you can do on your own. And it's just like that, and it's just going into the forest and becoming the forest, and it's slowly feeling that breeze as the breeze goes like this. So then you start going, and you start swaying. And you start swaying, and then you hear a bird over here. So then you start walking over there, and it's just right. We can do this in our office. We can do this wherever, or we can go into a forest and do it. I'll call it the natural way. So thank you, Matthew, for that. It's wonderful. Comments, thoughts, shares? Bruce.
No, just I can't remember the last time that I asked a client how they related to nature in general and what fed them. And, you know, and then I start thinking about like most of the world, you know, when things went hybrid and I am seeing people in their home office, you know, where they've got a different setting and different flexibility. And people do bring up animals more than they, you know, used to when it was all, you know, office. So I making a reminder to bring it in to the there's the Jessica has an animal right there. Just a reminder to bring it in as I talk to people about what do they do besides sit in front of that camera all day, and how do they break up their day using the outdoors.
Right. Thank you, Bruce. Yeah, just to add to that, I love using nature as a metaphor in coaching, because it's one thing that we can all relate to. We can all relate to a tree. We can all relate to nature. So I'll use the metaphor of cross-pollination, of the sun shining, of you're feeling, and I'm feeling it like I'm in a tornado right now. Well, what's that tornado feel like in your body? How do you somatically feel that tornado? So I don't know if any of you all have ever done that or tried to use metaphor, nature as a metaphor, but that's another route, I think, for me, is metaphor. Anyone else?
I absolutely use it all the time in the body. So when we're getting, especially getting people to bring awareness into their body and like which muscles they're moving and like with like butterfly wings and our trunk, and it actually comes up quite a lot. And I'm not even necessarily the one that brings it in. A lot of times it'll be the client that uses a nature metaphor when they're feeling something in their body. So
good. Glad to hear that. Thank you, Indina.
I guess it speaks to, I'm not sure if it's roots, Woody, or if it's something more lateral, but I would echo and endorse absolutely what Kayla's talking about. Kayla, I'm with you. You can't see the plants that I see right now, but I live in a forest. And so when I do that, I'm looking at hundreds of trees and a valley. And when I started coaching 7 years ago, I had a beautiful condo, but it was over a parking lot. And so I coach people that are often in downtown office towers, sometimes home office, and I will describe to them what I'm seeing to remind them of what's there, because some of them do or don't have the luxury of being able to walk out and see a tree or a park or something in nature. So I feel like I can library loan a description to them during our session when that's appropriate. And if you don't have a forest outside your house, like Jessica does and I do, indoor plants are, I would imagine, a really good alternative.
I love that, Lee. Thank you so much for that cross-pollination, that lateral movement. And I thank you for that new tool. I haven't done that. And having a client that's on set that can't get off, that's in the, because a lot of times you're in a studio and it'll be beautiful outside and you don't see the light of day for 15 hours a day, and it can get really hard. So to be able to see, well, just so you know, this is what I see. You tell me what you see, and then you can let them listen to it. And it's really, that's really nice. Thank you. Anyone else?
Let's say probably my, as we're sharing metaphors, probably my favorite metaphor is in a river that creates that hits an obstruction and creates an eddy. And I fly fish, so eddies are a particular place in the water where fish relate differently to the water. In fact, they face essentially downstream because the eddy has reversed the flow of the river. And so we get into eddies. I mean, the metaphor is pretty obvious. We get into eddies. They can be restful, and they can also get stagnant. You know, so that's probably my favorite nature metaphor.
Great, I like it. You know, one thing else that I'll say along with that is also as a coach, listening for the metaphor. And this goes beyond nature right now, but using nature is listening to that metaphor. Like I was saying, if someone says, I feel like I'm in a tornado, there you go. That's it. Don't skip over that. That's where we need to be. That's where we need to go deeper. Tell me about that. Tell me about the tornado. Where is that in your body? Where did it come from? What's in the tornado? How long have you been in the tornado? There's so many, just and deeper in a safe, safe space, making sure that your client has resources, making sure that, that you know the boundaries of your client and that keeping them safe, but at the same time, dancing in the moment, you know, and pushing a little bit. So listening to our clients' metaphors is also very important. So thank you for that metaphor, Bruce. It's almost at the end of the hour. So what I thought I would do is I want to leave you all with a quote. But I thought, because we didn't get to do it at the beginning, is just go one by one and just say our name, where we're from, and what your takeaway is from today. Mary Jo, can we start with you?
Sure thing. So I'm Mary Jo Cavanaugh. I work with college students on a college campus, and I was intrigued by this idea of nature as a metaphor for coaching, trees specifically. My college is basically a national arboretum. It's so beautiful, and there's so many interesting trees there. And very often the work that we do keeps us inside. And I love the idea of moving some of these college students outside, away from screens. I think that this has been such a gift to think differently about the coaching model and the presentation. Thank you so much, Woody.
Okay, I'm so glad. Bryce.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello, okay, so my name is Bryce, I'm French. I live in Miami. It's been 4 years and a half. I'm a hairstylist. It's been 25 years I'm doing that. And so I'm very new into that. I really want to be a coach to now take care of people from the inside, because it's been 25 years I take care of people from the outside. So yeah, this is very new for me. And yeah, so I'm listening everybody and absorb everything I can, and it's really nice and it's really powerful to hear all of you, so thank you for that.
And thank you, Bryce, and I can't imagine the stories that you must hear over 25 years.
Oh, and yeah, there's a lot to do.
Wow,
there's a lot to do.
I'm so happy for you to see your journey starting as a coach.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
And please connect and keep community. You know, you got all right. Information in the chat at the end, and just connect. Any questions, please. That's what we do, okay?
I will.
Krenny, you had a question?
No, I was just gonna volunteer to go next.
Oh, you're next.
Yeah. One of my takeaways, I definitely like the tree, and I just was thinking about it differently, you know, of like what the coaches need, but I was thinking about it, you know, for work. So that was definitely like a takeaway from me. But I think also like just thinking of how much more it is like how all the coaches, how we're all connected underground, like, you know, and we're trying to make changes in the world, I think, like, you know, definitely, you know, where we can. So there are a lot of things that have just stuck out. So, but, you know, and I do like to go outside with my clients. I do have some walk and talks with people. So I think that is important too. So
good.
That's it. So thank you.
Thank you for that. Anybody else? Or should I just pick somebody?
I'll go.
Great.
So thank you so much for holding this space. There's a lot of richness here today. And I'm, by the way, Matthew Collier, Norman, Oklahoma. And community stood out strongly to me as a very important part of this meeting and going forward. But there's a single quote that I wrote down here that for me personally, I think is terribly useful. I think you said this, Bruce. ask a client how they relate to nature and what feeds them. Because I want to hear from them, and that really landed strongly with me. Thank you all. All the comments and the metaphors were wonderful tonight.
Wonderful, Matthew. Yes, that's definitely a takeaway for me as well. Anyone else? Kayla?
Yeah, so I'm Kayla Allen. I am in Mesa, Arizona. I'm just starting my coaching journey. But the idea of this, the trees all being kind of this community, in feeding one another and helping one another, really related to me in both my work life, my volunteer life, and saw a really big connection there, and the importance of that I have found within community, especially since COVID, all of that whole thing and things really moving on online. And having that support of community for us all to kind of thrive.
Wonderful. Absolutely. Who else do we have? India.
Hi, India. I'm in Texas. I am a personal trainer, also coaching, and also trying to move outdoors and do a lot of outdoor coaching also. I just also got like a kayak instructor certification. So just figuring it out. But I really enjoyed having this space to talk about being outdoors and coaching and hearing everyone's ideas and all that they do. And yeah, I mean, I love this, and it was great to have this space and to be able to hear everyone else talk about it. Thank you.
Thanks, Beverly, can we hear from you?
Sure. My name is Beverly Hume. I live in Central Ohio. I'm trained as a grief coach and as a health and wellness coach. And I've now entered the retired years of my life. And as I decide to how I'm going to move forward, that question about naming our roots, our coaching roots, identifying our coaching roots, is something I'm going to sit with for a while.
Well, I will put that tree on the bottom in the chat, or I'll get emails and I'll send it to you, and then you can fill in your tree.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have I missed anybody? Lee, of course. How could we forget about Lee?
I misspoke earlier. I didn't start at the school 5 years ago. I started 7 years ago. Funny how time flies. I'm Lee O'Bear, and I literally live in the middle of the woods in beautiful British Columbia in a place called the Caribou. And I loved absolutely all of the metaphors, Woody, that you gave us about the trees and the roots. All of it spoke to me in a way that's just got me grinning. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Lee. I actually Davian Denman boy right outside of Stanley Park. So I know where you are.
Closest to me is 108 mile. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the middle of the woods, for sure.
I am in the middle of nowhere. Yep.
Jessica.
Yeah, sorry. I'll be quick. I'm Jessica Jimenez McConnell. I'm up in Delaware, Ohio, so probably not far from you, Beverly. That was exciting. And this is Shaggy. He's my class buddy always. What I took away from today is just that, you know, that life isn't easy, but at times it can be very simple. And everywhere you look, there are tools and metaphors and connection. And if I am just open to it, it's all there. And I think that is beautiful. And I've enjoyed seeing friendly faces. Thank you.
Thanks, Jessica. So it's been so wonderful to collaborate with you all and have this discussion, and I keep using cross-pollinate. I'd like to share one last quote with you that is so powerful to me, and have that sit with you. And I will put my email in the chat if anyone wants to get a hold of me for any reason, and or get the slides. I'm still learning this whole technical aspect of Zoom and all that, but I'm getting a little bit better. So I'm going to share my screen. Okay. I think that you will all find this quote very powerful. And I'll just let it sit. And if you'd like, I can read it. Would you like to do? I'll read it, and then you guys can sit with it. The reason trees share food and communicate is that they need each other. It takes a forest to create a microclimate suitable for tree growth and sustenance. So it's not surprising that isolated trees have far shorter lives than those living connected together in forests. Perhaps the saddest plants of all are those we have enslaved on our agricultural systems. They seem to have lost the ability to communicate and are isolated by their silence. Perhaps farmers can learn from the forests and breed a little more wilderness back into their grain and potatoes so that they'll be more talkative in the future. So I would like to leave you all with that and wish you all well, and deep bow. And I hope to see you again.